I think to come in and kind of own the offense, you know, kind of got a brief, you know, overview of it going through spring and stuff like that, and have had an opportunity this month to kind of stay on top of it and continue to review things. But I think to come out of camp with a clear ownership of the offense.
Greg said that he gave you a pretty big list of protections that he wanted you to master. How are you able to do that when you're not on the field?
They did a good job of, you know, putting PowerPoints and different things together. And, you know, we have certain things to look at. And there's good cut-ups that that those guys have put together that we were able to look at all July. And then obviously getting back, we'll kind of get after and continue to learn and grow.
How is it different this year from a leadership standpoint for you?
You know, I think it kind of comes with the position. Obviously, as a quarterback, that's part of the job title. And I think continuing to grow with the guys and create relationships. I think this offseason was kind of big for me to go out and develop a routine, develop, you know, kind of a system on how to do certain things, you know, how to take care of your body, how to continue to watch film, how to learn, and do all that. So I think the more time you can spend with guys, the better of a leader you're going to become.
When you watched film this offseason, did you do anything on the divisional opponents and what they do defensively, or was it strictly what you did last year on the field?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, obviously those are important games, right? You see those guys twice a year, and you want to have you know, definitely a little bit better of an understanding of those guys because you're always going to play them. So that was definitely part of the cut-ups and part of the stuff we watched.
Was there good stuff that you got out of that, stuff that maybe you didn't realize?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And there's always, I mean, anytime you take a break from stuff like that and then go back and look at it, there's always stuff that you missed or you didn't see or you see differently. So it was good to do that.
When you started your process with Tom House, did you have a goal in mind to where you would be at this point, and are you there at this point
yeah,
now?
Yeah, definitely kind of had a number in our head of how many repetitions you got to get to kind of create, to make it muscle memory, and kind of still working to get to that number. But I think more than anything, going out there and kind of creating a routine, how to take care of your arm, how to properly warm up, how to do all that stuff to be able to go.
Football-wise, what have you done since we saw you last?
I've been here the whole time. Went out to Tahoe for a week. But, I mean, it was here. We got some guys together. We go throw a Bishop Kenny, but lifted here and ran here and did that stuff.
What was the main purpose of your return visit out there? To California.
I didn't go back.
You know?
No, I stayed here. I went and I threw with Jordan Palmer out in Tahoe during the golf tournament.
What changed your mind about that?
I wanted to stay here, and it didn't really work out schedule-wise. But I've talked to Adam Dedeau, who's the guy that I worked with out there, and we'll figure something out.
And are they going to come back at some point during the
season?
Yeah,
there's an opportunity to do that. And I mean, they're good to talk to on the phone, too, because they know kind of what I've been doing and going through, and they can say, okay, well, have you been doing this or that, and how's it look and stuff like that. And, I mean, I can send them video and do all that stuff.
Having gone through the process before, how have you been able to kind of mentor rookies this year, knowing the process?
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool because, you know, you go through it last year, and now they're coming in with, you know, eyes wide open, going through it the same way. So I think most of it, and they've done a good job. It's a good group of guys that have done a good job, and you know, kind of helped them in the fact that, you know, this is how things go, as far as to make them more comfortable and get used to things quicker.
Is there a rookie that stood out to you in particular about how they were coming in?
They've all been really good. I mean, there hasn't been any that have stood out on either one side or the other, good or bad. They've all been hard workers. They've learned a ton, and I'm excited to continue to work with them.
How would Rashad Green is going to get a lot of reps in camp? Have you been able to create a rapport with him?
Yeah, he's he was here some, and we threw multiple times during July. But he's a talented player. He's fun to throw to. He can really run, and you know, he's got good ball skills. So I'm looking forward to it.
Battle at center. Wisniewski hasn't really been out there a lot. Do you guys? Do you need these practices to get on the same page with each other?
Yeah, I think a little bit of that, a little bit of getting, you know, kind of center quarterback exchange down, because I don't think I've taken a snap from him yet because he couldn't do anything. So that'll take a day to figure out. But that, and then on the same page as far as protection calls and stuff like that, and him obviously being in the offense in Oakland under Ole, you know, he's got a leg up, and you know, he can definitely help me out.
Did you get any tips or advice from anybody this offseason that you kind of took to heart?
No, I think, you know, more it was kind of, you go, guys kind of ask you how your first year went. Did you learn a lot? And, you know, it was kind of everybody said the same thing. Make sure you develop a routine that works for you and something that you can stick to and build off of and grow from.
To the center position again, off what he asked you. If there is battle there, then how does that affect you? You got guys coming in and out, right, playing with the ones sometimes. How does that affect you?
They're both really good guys. They're both good players. They're both smart, hardworking guys. And it's only going to make our team better for those two guys to compete. So I think, I think being able to work with both of them and have both of them, you know, do everything they can to earn a job is going to be fun.
Technically, is it just different snap, like different feel? How does it look?
Different butt sizes is something you got to get used to. So we'll figure it out.
Okay. Ernst and Robinson both said that they worked out with you kind of on the side. How did that opportunity kind of come about? With obviously you're not going back to California.
You mean when we were here?
Yeah.
They. They were here the whole time, I think. So it was kind of, we might as well go throw together if we're going to be here together. So we drive across to Bishop Caney and go throw over there a couple times a week. So it's good to be able to do that. Good to continue to build chemistry with those guys, and you can only do that by, you know, getting reps and throwing to them.
Did you have fun at the golf tournament?
Yeah, I did. I had fun. I wish Scobie would have won. He didn't, and I didn't go over 100, so I was happy.
Do you want to do it next year?
Yeah, if they invite me back, I'm not getting invited back for my golf game.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.